My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Full hour here of Steelers-Falcons analysis coming your way. And we start off with our guy, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He'll give you his Steelers-Falcons prediction here at the end of the segment. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And Lee Sterling went 4-1 on his bets last week. How we doing, Lee? You got to be feeling great. 4-1, it's a hell of a start.
Yep, and went 8-1 over the weekend for our clients. 10-2 start overall in football. Here's the thing. When you're winning, you win games like at Kansas City last night. That's when you're winning. When you're losing, you lose all those games. You've got Baltimore. So we're riding high, feel real good, hit our big plays last week with Nebraska, and my Canes took care of
They look good.
Oh, boy.
Finally. I even told my wife, guys, and we've lost a couple remote controls. I mean, I'm just so upset over the last 22 years with Miami football. I mean, you know, with the Randy Shannon and the Manny Diaz and the Al Goldens. I mean, it was horrendous.
The thing about you, though, Lee, is when you throw that remote, you throw it accurately. We know that about you.
That's true, and it busts into 4 or 5 pieces. So here's what happened. I told her, I said, honey, I've seen Miami. I've seen their scrimmages. I think they're really good. If they lose to Florida up there, I'm done. Not going to be invested anymore.
Wow.
I must have been a really good boy this year so far.
All right, Lee, let's get
finally
to this weekend slate.
It only took 22 years.
Yeah, I'm sure she had something to do with whipping you into shape, too. Yeah. All right, Lee, big one. Every time I read the word Texas now, I feel like doing it in the Gus Johnson voice, but I can't really do it. Texas.
Michigan.
Who you got, Lee?
The public loves Michigan. Public loves, you know, they play favorites, but they love home underdogs with a good defense. The problem with Michigan is their quarterback. Walk-on Davis Warren, he's a game manager's manager. They averaged only 4.72 yards per pass attempt. They sealed the game with a pick six. Their 4 scoring drives, 2 field goals and 2 touchdowns, only covered 26 to 47 yards. I don't think he's going to be the starter in 2 weeks. Put that out there. Think that Texas's defense is just as good as Michigan's. They've actually played better on the road. They've won 7 straight non-conference road games. If this game was next week, the line would be double digits. Texas 30-14.
Lee, our pal Adam Crowley was at the West Virginia Penn State game.
I know.
Last weekend. And he said Penn State is legit. He did. He gave them credit, yeah, said they're legit. They're giving 35 to Bowling Green.
They are legit. I just think it sometimes, and I don't think that West Virginia is bad. It just wasn't their day. Sometimes you wake up and it's just not happening. You're just off a little bit. And Penn State is good, but Bowling Green, a little bit better than expected. Connor Bazelak, the former quarterback from Missouri, solid. They have this kid, Tarion Stewart, 161 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns last week. They were 8-5 against the spread last year. They covered versus Michigan and Georgia Tech last year. I think this line's a little bit too high here. Let's not get carried away. Penn State wins 41-13, but Bowling Green covers.
How about Pitt heading to Cincinnati? I've seen it at Cincinnati favored by 2, 1.5. Who do you like there?
I like the start to the season for Pitt. I think they're improved. I think Cincinnati is just maybe a year or two away. They've instituted the 3-3-5 defense and it brought over from a defensive coordinator who was at Iowa State. When it runs well, it is a tough defense against this type of offense. I just don't think they have the personnel. I think they've had a couple breaks in coverage here. Pitt offense averaged only 20 seconds between snaps. I like that. And route to beating up on Kent State. They pulled away late here. And I think this Bearcats defense, they just don't have the personnel. They gave up 438 yards to Towson, who's not very good this year. Pitt, this should be a fun game here. They win in cover. Wrong team favorite, 37-34.
Love it. The Brownies, yep. Heading over to the NFL, the Brownies are taking on the yep. Cowboys, giving 2 points.
Dallas, I mean, only the Chiefs have won more games than the Cowboys the past 3 years. Pretty impressive. Dallas, though, you know, nowhere near the same team as last year. They're not going to lead the NFL in scoring this year. The Cowboys breaking in a couple new offensive line starters. I think their running back room might be, if not the worst, bottom two or bottom three.
Absolutely.
In the NFL. Horrible. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking. I think it's time for Jerry Jones to step aside. And maybe the biggest loss may not even be a player. A very elite defensive coordinator in Dan Quinn. So he's left to become the head coach of the Commanders. Now, Cleveland, on the other hand, no Nick Chubb. He's not ready to go yet. Deshaun Watson, you know, probably not 100%, but he's going to get the start here. The one constant you can count on is Cleveland's defense at home. On the road, last year, horrible. 31.3 points allowed. At home, just 13.8 points allowed here. Woof, woof, woof. Cleveland, 24-17.
All right, now to the game that everyone's got their eyes on. Steelers heading to Hotlanta. Falcons favored by 3. Some quarterback questions all of a sudden for the Steelers. How are we feeling?
Not so good.
Oh.
I think the defense is going to play fairly well. But, you know, the maybe on top of that, the biggest question on top of Russell Wilson's health is Kirk Cousins. He has really not seen much, you know, playing time at all since that injury. I did see him down here, the 11-11, 7-on-7 drills against Miami. He actually looked better than expected. I couldn't tell even, you know, which leg he had blown his Achilles out on. So I think he's good to go. He loves throwing to the tight end. Got to stop Pitts. He used to love throwing to T.J. Hockenson. So that's a problem. They just have so many playmakers all over the field. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Usually there's an angle. The angle is to take the coach that gets fired, if he ends up as a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator, the first time playing his old team. I just don't know if Arthur Smith is going to be able to pierce this defense and do enough damage here. I don't know if Russell Wilson's going to do a good enough job finding that second and third receiver. I like Atlanta. Hate to say it, guy. His guy's 24-13.
All right, Lee, and the free play.
Free play is going to be Georgia Tech and Syracuse. Two teams, a little better than expected. The ACC, I mean, anything goes. It looks like it's Miami and then 4 or 5 other teams. And these are two of them that are much improved. You want to get this winner? First 5 callers, call 800-400-9741. Again, the number 800-400-9741. Off to a 10-2 start. You want to hop on board. We have another 40 to 50 unit major wager best bet that we're going to release this weekend. Hit it with Nebraska last week. We're 66-23 on these 40 to 50 unit releases. $497 for the entire month. We call it the September to Remember special. So ParamountSports.com is the place. Where are you guys going? Are you going to be in the man cave watching games? Are you guys going to head out and venture and see some college or another NFL game? What are you going
to
do?
I'm traveling to Cincinnati in about 6 hours from now for the Pitt Cincinnati game.
Okay.
I have a christening to go to at noon. So I don't know where I'm going to be at 1, but it better sure as heck be in front of a TV, Lee.
Right. Christenings are okay. To me, people who get married in the football season, I mean, like, I just don't go. I just send them a nice parting gift. That's it.
They're selfish.
And I got 3 in the next 4 weeks, Lee. How about that?
What's going on?
I know. People like me too much is what it is.
These are good friends?
Well, sister-in-law, sister, and wife's cousin.
Sounds like you're going to have a little bit shorter bench as far as family in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Lee. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, guys. All right, take care.
He's the man. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Christening at noon.
That's tough.
Way tough.
For who?
Wife's cousin's baby.
Yeah, I'm not making that.
You know what? I don't feel so good right now.
Yeah.
I don't feel great.
I'm not making that.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. My knees are hurting.
You got to work.
Yeah. You know what? I do have to work.
Yeah.
I would actually crash the fan pregame show with Zeiss and with Donnie and with Kaboli. I would rather work so that I can get in front of a TV in time than not work and miss the beginning of kickoff.
I agree.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, coming up next, big questions at quarterback for the Steelers. Who do we think is going to start in the game on Sunday? And who are some guys to watch for Atlanta? What are some matchups to look forward to in this game? We'll do that next. It is 9:13. Of course it is. Time to get to Tom Fridays for juicy steaks, meats, and more. And you can text us. Brought to you by Egger Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For you. Hit us up on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Some matchups to look forward to. We will get to in a minute. We've also got odds and ends at the bottom of the hour. I don't know why I flexed the paper. I did no work for it. Doran did it all, and I'm just going to react. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. But best guess, Doran, which quarterback do you think, and we'll find out around 1 o'clock, but which quarterback do you think starts the game on Sunday?
Russ. I think that this was, and I kind of explained my theory around it earlier. You go into that, you're getting treatment all the time. He's going to get treatment on the calf all year, regardless. You go in, hey, Russ, to the training staff is like, hey, Russ, how you feeling this morning? It's about 7 a.m. A little tight. I mean, you're old, you get out of bed. I mean, we're tight just by not doing anything. Yeah, a little tight, a little sore, but, you know, it's football. Oh, you're a little tight. Let's write that down.
Okay, I should have brought this up earlier, though. Well, I just saw it right now at this very second. Dan Graziani reports, he, of course, from ESPN, that he left practice with the calf injury.
At what point?
I don't know.
Okay.
All he said was he left practice yesterday with a calf injury, and they did tests. They're going to do more tests today. If they did test yesterday and they're going to do more today, I just don't feel good about it.
He left in the middle of practice and had to leave and go into the training room, then it's significant.
See, that's what I'm saying. If it was what you were just describing there, and I wish I would have read this 2 minutes ago. If it were what you had said just there, that he woke up and it's tight and he still practiced, I would say, yeah, he's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
But that it happened in practice and they tested it yesterday and they're going to test it today, that's no good. I don't think he is going to play.
So let me revise my thought here. Justin Fields will be the starting quarterback.
I think so, too. And again, I wish I read that 2 minutes ago. I don't like to interrupt you, but...
No, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, that...
Because that's very significant.
It's massive. It's massive. Because I thought Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette made a really good point when he was on with us earlier that Russ said the entire time he was nursing the calf injury in camp, if it were a game, he would play. So if it were in the morning, because it is a game that he's going to that they're going to play, I do think that he probably would have played. That he had to leave practice and they're continuing to do tests, that doesn't smell good to me. And I'll be very clear on this. I think Russ at 100% definitely gives them a better chance of winning than Justin Fields at 100%. But if there's any doubt that he could go out there and make this worse, I don't think you can play him. You have got to be careful with Russell Wilson. And let's face it, he's not the most mobile guy anymore anyhow. You take the calf injury into consideration behind this offensive line. Now you're not just worried about re-injuring the calf or making that worse. You're just worried about protecting yourself.
Right.
So I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, if he had to leave practice and go to the training room and everybody else is out there practicing, going through plays on a Thursday, I would assume that he's probably not going to play.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But we'll find out for sure, ish, around 1 o'clock, did he practice or not? That's what we'll know. And then as the day, weekend develops, and when they'll release their full-on probables, questionables, things of that nature.
This is very significant.
I like their chances less with Fields. But I do think...
Is it crazy for me to say that I like it the same?
No, I don't think so. Because
you see that? I know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
But can you see, Am I being ridiculous saying I still like them to win regardless with Fields or with Russ? I just think it's going to look different.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Fields is going to do a decent job.
I think the whole key to the game anyhow is the defense going to bash up Kirk Cousins in this offense.
Right.
And I do think there's a good chance of that. D. Orlando Ledbetter, who covers the Falcons better than any beat writer in this country, he thinks the Steelers are going to win this football game. And because of the defense, because the Steelers have tackled, things of that nature. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they win with Justin Fields. I picked them to win with Russ. I think I picked them to lose with Fields. But I think you can massage this positively if you are so keen to do. Bad English by me. If Justin Fields does go out there and ball out, that's the best thing that could happen for the franchise,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes out there. He looks the part of a franchise quarterback.
If they choose to play him next week.
And then they choose to play him next week, and he plays well again. That is the best thing to happen for the franchise. because Russell Wilson, best case scenario, and who cares this far down the road, but best case scenario, he's not your quarterback in 2027, right?
He's the stopgap quarterback.
Yeah.
No,
but Justin Fields could be here for a decade.
Right.
And you now are going to be forced into a situation where you find out. The reason I've always said Russ should be the guy at the beginning is because I do think there are still some problems that Justin Fields needs to sort out. Footwork, accuracy, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And behind an offensive line that I don't think is going to hit the season at full speed, I don't know that it's the best circumstances for him to improve. But hypothetically, he does go out there and ball. That's a great, great thing.
It's huge. It's huge.
Can you imagine if he does do that and Russ never sees the field this year? It would be good for the Steelers. It would only mean good things, but I would feel bad for Russ.
I'd feel bad for Russ, but what an investment, though. Like, I mean, only $1.2 million, and you think he's going to be the quarterback, and he's not the quarterback, and you actually found your future quarterback, and you're only giving up $1.2 million for a veteran guy that had won a Super Bowl before. Like, that's ideal, almost. I mean, I know that you want to play Russ, but, like, if he's your backup?
Not to do this today, because I'm sick of it. If Kenny didn't throw the boo-boo face up when they signed Russell Wilson, he's starting the football game on Sunday.
Probably. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
And we would have been excited about seeing him in Arthur Smith's offense, the differences there. But we're always truthful on this show.
Could you? Oh,
I can't tell you I'd be more excited to see Kenny Pickett than I would Justin Fields and Arthur Smith's offense.
We'd have people saying, oh, we need to see. Oh, my gosh. That would be just.
Kyle Allen.
Yep. Do you still think they would have gotten Justin Fields? Got Justin Fields?
I don't think. I know you were on that the whole time. Imagine that. Imagine if everything was the same and Kenny Pickett's QB2/3, the conversations we'd be having today.
Right.
Justin Fields v. Kenny Pickett, who should start? 412-928-9370. I think for all parties involved, I'm very happy we're not dealing with that right now.
Very happy.
All right, let's look at some of the nitty-gritty matchups for this game coming up next. With odds and ends, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, things of that nature. Schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care, especially before football season.
Yes.
That music means it's time for odds and ends all morning long. I see the steam coming off of Doran Dickerson's head over there as he's cooked these bad boys up. Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Let's get after it. Falcons, Steelers, Sunday, 1 p.m. Russ Wilson, if he does play, over under 198.5 passing yards.
Oh, what a line.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to play. If he plays, he's not going to be at 100%. I think he'd be right around that number anyhow. I'm going to go lower.
I choose under as well.
I am with you guys. Under. It'll be around 188. Under 198, so 10 yards-ish less for Russell Wilson. If he does play, Kirk Cousins is going to play.
Yes, he is.
Over under, 240.5 passing yards.
I'm conflicted on them. I wish this was week two. New coaching staff. Zach Robinson, like to run the ball with the Rams, like to throw the ball with the Rams. I think he's going to go slightly over. I think it's going to be a well-rounded attack. I think he's going to start slow, pick it up as the game moves on, Dorenson. I like Kirk to go over that number.
I think it's going to be way over. If Lamar Jackson can throw for 250-plus, Kirk Cousins can have a well-rounded game and still throw for over 240.
So. At what point do we cut Callis from the analysis here?
I mean, pretty close.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, what did Lamar Jackson have last night?
He had like 254.
I'm not sure what that has to do with this game.
No, I meant like they've got a well-rounded game the Ravens do, and so if we're talking about a well-rounded game, I think a guy like Kirk Cousins could definitely pass for over, and they could still have a well-rounded game.
I'm going to go under. Under 240.5. Najee Harris over under 53.5 rushing yards.
Oh, I'm going over on this one.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are always hard. Who's going to get more work is the Steelers running back? I think it's going to be matchup determined. But Jaylen Warren, still working his way back from that hamstring injury, you feel like he's going to play. But I also think Najee Harris looked pretty good in limited action when we did see him in the preseason. He goes over that number. I think he goes over 80 yards in the game, Doran.
All right. Kalis, go ahead. You can give one more try at this.
Over. The end. Next.
Well, Derrick Henry yesterday rushed for blah.
I'm going to go over as well. Jalen Warren over under 29.5 rushing yards.
Under.
Over.
Under. Under. I think he has some receiving yards, which is not in the odds at end, so I could just throw that in there. He has a decent amount of receiving yards, but it's pretty close to 29.5 rushing yards. Justin Fields over under 10.5 rushing yards.
Over. Hammer it. Slam it. One run. Over. Absolutely. Even if Russ starts, Justin Fields is getting over 10.5 rushing yards. Bang. Bank it.
Under.
Over. For sure. Bijan Robinson over under 64.5 rushing yards.
I think the Steelers' defense is going to shut down the run fairly well. I think he's going to wind up around 50 yards. I think it's going to have to be a Kirk Cousins beats you game. I like the under on that number.
I'm going to go over on that one.
I'm under as well with you, Adam Crowley. George Pickens, over under 52.5 receiving yards.
I'm going over because Van Jefferson is Van Jefferson. And I don't expect Roman Wilson to play in this game. And while I do expect big things out of Pat Freiermuth, you need a receiver to catch the football. He could get one of them chunks on one play. Play breaks down, Justin Fields throws it up. If Russ Wilson's in there, he throws a hell of a deep ball. Yeah, I'll go over on George Pickens. When he played with a good quarterback at the end of last year, he ate. He gonna eat.
Yeah, I agree. Over.
I'm going to go over as well, but it's funny that you bring up Van Jefferson and Van Jefferson being Van Jefferson, and I thought that this was the most interesting line of them all. Van Jefferson, over under 17.5 receiving yards.
Yikes.
17.5. He is the number two receiver. He is Van Jefferson, but 17.5? Oh, that's tough.
He averaged 8.4 yards per game last year. Now, they need him more this year than they did last year in the quarterback play. My God, should be better than what he got for the Falcons last season. I am going to go over because the number's so low. But honestly, man, I don't feel very good about it.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I want to go under just to be oppositional.
Over 17.5. I think he has at least 5 targets and he hits that number. Patty Fry, over under 27.5 receiving yards.
Slightly over.
Over.
Over as well. Kyle Pitts, over under 44.5 receiving yards.
Hamstring problems. Still going over.
I'm going to go under.
I am going to go under as well. I think that Peyton Wilson will be on him a bunch, and Peyton Wilson does a great job. I'm going to predict that. Pat Freiermuth, a touchdown or not?
That I say yes.
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 Where's that contract, by the way?
It's coming.
Friday, 9:40. What are we doing?
It's coming. It's coming down the pipe. I think it is. Najee Harris touchdown or not?
No.
Yes.
Yes. TJ Watt over under 2.5 sacks.
Over.
He has 3?
Yes.
Under.
Under. He has 2.
He's pissed off for greatness, Doran. He should have been the DPOY. Now the tackles have to play on the line of scrimmage or you're going to get laundry up the butt. He's going off in this game.
Nick Herbig, does he have a sack?
No.
I think we'll get one.
I'm with you, Kalis. I think he does get a sack. Does the defense have an interception?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's going to be Patrick Queen.
Patrick Queen?
Yeah, how about that one?
Deshaun Elliott for me.
I like that, too.
How about that? All right, last one. Over, under. 3.5 times Arthur Smith is showed on the broadcast in connection to the being the coach of the Atlanta Falcons next year.
He's going to be shown an awful lot. I'm going over the 3.5 there.
Absolutely over.
Over. There you go.
Odds and ends.
First one.
I'm interested in the Drake London matchup, Doran, against presumably Joey Porter Jr.
I didn't put a line out for him. I think his is around 64.
He reminds me of George Pickens. Mm-hmm. I think they're very similar players, and I think they're going to get defended similarly in this game. A.J. Terrell should be on George Pickens. I think you're going to see a ton of Joey Porter Jr. on Drake London. And then you start thinking about the secondary weapons, the offensive line difference. I think that the Falcons' offense is better than the Steelers. Like, as much as I love Pat Freiermuth, Kyle Pitts is a dude and a difference maker. I think that's ultimately the difference in this game. Let's do game balls when we come back.
Okay.
So how about little game ball? Let's name it. Let's name this right now. How about Sunday's game balls on Friday?
Yes.
Let's do that. Coming up next, we'll pick the Pitt-Cincinnati game. We'll give our official Steelers-Falcons predictions. And social media's biggest loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Sunday's game balls on Friday, Doran. If the Steelers win, who do you think we'll be talking about having a game ball on Monday?
Keanu Benton.
I like that.
Keanu Benton for the defense. Yeah, we've been on him all preseason, all offseason. He's going to have a heck of a year, and I think he's going to wreak havoc on Sunday. On offense, I am going to go, on offense, you know what I'm going to go with? Cordarrelle Patterson on offense. I think he does multiple things, and it's very significant whenever he does do them. That's reaching. But I'm going to go with Cordarrelle Patterson is going to be, he's going to have a touchdown in this game.
I mean, if they had Deontay Johnson and even like Marcus Wheaton and a wide array of available wide receivers that I view as legitimate professionals, then I would say you're reaching. But they don't.
Right.
So I don't think you are. Offensively, if the Steelers win, I think we're talking about Najee Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's, well, I know it's not going to be breakaway speed. That's not his deal. But I think, presuming Justin Fields is the guy, and I am, I think they're going to run the ball 40 flipping times in this game, and they're going to wear them down. If they win, I would say Najee Harris with a little Zach Frazier sprinkled in.
Mm.
Looking forward to seeing that guy play football
mm-hmm.
against Grady Jarrett and company yes. of the Atlanta Falcons. So if they win, I'll say Najee Harris. Defensively, if they win, I think they're going to have to rattle Kirk Cousins. And so you're going to have to get pressure on him. TJ Watt's the obvious answer. I'm not going to pick Watt. That's no fun. I'll go Alex Highsmith. And I predicted that Nick Herbig's not going to have a sack. But if he does, it'll be a key sack.
Yeah.
So he might be my guy. One of those two dudes. Mm-hmm. If they lose, and I think that they are going to lose, I'm looking at the offensive playmakers for Atlanta being the difference in the game. And I'm not going to give it to the quarterback. That's no fun. I'm going to say Kyle Pitts doing what he does. Even though I like the Steelers' defense against tight ends this year more than I have in recent years, he's not really a tight end. And beyond Joey Porter Jr., I don't know what you got there. Are you going to have a slot guy on him? I don't like it. So Kyle Pitts would be my pick for Atlanta. And I think Atlanta wins the game 17-14. How about you?
Low score.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I feel like everybody thinks it's going to be a low scoring game, so I'm going to go a little bit higher. I think it's going to be a 3-point difference, and I think the Steelers win 27-24.
How about Pitt?
They win.
I think they win, too.
I think they get better and better every week, especially on offense and defense, but especially on offense.
And special teams.
And special teams.
And coaching-wise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're going to get better and better because they're going to get comfortable.
I just don't... I guess it's because they're at home. I don't get Cincy being favored in the game. They were bad last year, and I know they beat Pitt last year. Two totally different teams. When I look at Cincinnati's roster, man, I'm not seeing it. And when you look at the statistics, Towson rushed for 200 yards against them. That's really, really not good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pitt wins. I think they win going away in the fourth quarter. That's going to do it. Cannot wait now for Monday's show. I was very excited for today. Can't wait for Monday. A ton to react to. And it'll be Backyard Brawl Week, which means I'm going to beat your ass, man. Safe travels to Cincinnati, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You gonna have
what?
Yeah. Marty Gilliard gonna be there? Or... I actually think he will be.
Shut up.
I will. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500s. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com today. 87. low 56. And we just saw Starkey, and for a Friday football preview show, he is as depressed as I've ever seen him. Why, he'll tell you next. Bye-bye.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.